The Jen Royster Show is an inspirational hour with a focus on bringing hope to the world with the greatest healing energy known, divine love. Your host, Dr. Jen Royster, is an internationally known intuitive spiritual counselor, energy healer, and visionary that will take you on a journey to explore the metaphysical world of healing within, the angelic realm, guided healing meditations, intuitive reads with callers, and interviews with guests that are making this world a better place. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen, and boy, we're going to talk about spring cleaning, detoxing, but for the energy field today. Because, you know, you hear about detoxing in the spring. If you're one that does that, I know that I've been doing that for years. I do it in the spring. I also do it in the fall, and I'll do it in between if I need it. Not just my physical body, but the energy itself, because that's where the root cause of everything that happens with your physical body happens. We have a lot going on in this March of 2015, too. And I thought, what a great time to do this. Because for some people, we have people that are already seeing the warm temperatures. We were fortunate enough to have a couple of warm days to where, I mean, warm enough, to, 70 degrees, which felt amazing. And if you have that opportunity, you really feel like, okay, let's go. You may be in an area that's not quite thawed out yet. Still, though, let's talk about this because I want you to be ready and I want you to embrace these incredible energies. I've been talking about those March energies for a couple of weeks now, and that's because they are dynamic. Oh my gosh, they're dynamic. And I want you to get the most out of this opportunity that the universe is providing for us to make changes that are for the better in our personal lives, our careers, our relationships, and just humanity together, you know, making this a better place, right? Well, let me tell you, we've got it going on here with this March energy. It is just moving, pushing. It's very proactive. And I said, why not take that energy and let's talk about clearing the energy field. Now, the spring cleaning I'm talking about is gearing up for the season that's coming up. We have different times of the year, and in energy and looking at, you know, from a metaphysical perspective, when we're talking about that spiritual side of us and energy, we have spring, which is all renewal, the birth of something new. So great timing with the March energy this year. So why not clear that slate so you have a good start to something new? Summer, it's thriving, man. It, you know, everything that you put and invested and planted is really coming in, you know, and really blooming in full by the summer energy. And fall is the harvest time, you know. And then we have the winter, that's the rest. So we're all coming out of the rest. But there's something that happens to us when we are all cooped up inside in the cold temperatures, or, you know, maybe you're inside or you've been working a lot around electronics. What happened to the diet, you name it. We're going to talk about those different topics because they affect our field. Everything that we are around, that we do, that we think affects our energy field. Your belief system. If you're more positive than you are negative and vice versa, are you pessimistic, optimistic? That affects your energy field, which affects your physical body and your whole experience. And you don't have to take my word for it. Give it a try. I have worked with people that were completely brand new to this concept, very analytical minded, like, I don't know, you know, they've just, you know, been the routine. And I've asked them to focus for 60 seconds on something positive. And this was when I was working with them with physical pain, and they were able to, their muscles were actually responding that quickly and starting to respond and let go. And the entire session was much more productive for them as well. There's a lot of power in that. your own power. So there's lots of different things that can cause it. And for some, and this is the other thing that we're going to go over, for some people, one thing might be very, very sensitive to you and may not be to your partner, your spouse, or anybody that you're around. You may find that you're the only one sensitive to something in your environment or emotionally or a food or just an action, whatever. That doesn't mean that you are isolated and it's like you're the one that's, you know, not right. That doesn't mean that. It means you have an antenna that's a little strong to that particular energy, and you need to look at that because it may be that you need to limit your exposure to that, things like that. So we're going to go over that. We're also going to have the lines open if you want to call in for some insight on what you may be experiencing in your own energy fields. We can give some tips out there for callers. And it looks like we already do have a caller waiting. So let's go ahead and bring Deborah from Missouri on the air. Hello, Deborah. You're on the air.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi there. And is it still cold where you are?
Not as bad.
So what is your question today?
My question is, I went 2 days ago to the dentist.
Okay.
And I have this crown on my lower left side, on the lower end, And they told me, and it hadn't bothered me or anything, but they told me they thought something was wrong, and they thought the worst of it. And I kept thinking positive, now it's going to be okay. Mm-hmm. But they told me I had an infection, and it can be taken care of.
Okay.
And they want me to stick kind of this needle in this in your gum where it's, the infection is, like five times, and squirt some stuff in it. Well, my question is if you could do a healing on it and if there's any other information you get.
Okay. Okay. First off, absolutely, we can send some energy your way because the energy supports the healing of the infection, okay? And
okay.
Just picking up and connecting with you, yeah, they found something there, but it sounds like it's good news. It's something that can be taken care of and resolved quite quickly. But did they give you any reasons for how it would have happened, or is it just one of those, oh, well, you know, did they give you a reason?
Well, the reason is it's interesting. They say your age. That was the first thing they said the one time.
Okay.
Said, your age.
You know, I hear that a lot lately. What is that?
All right,
medical professionals out there.
60,
all of a sudden, I know, I hear
I'm
that a
62,
lot.
I'm 62. So.
But you know what I do?
You know,
I just smile, and here's what you do energetically to support healing. Because we don't stay here forever. We all know that. Let's be realistic. We do age. Okay, we age. But you can age beautifully, and you can age in a very healthy way, very healthy way. But if I would say, because that would be a whole other topic, but investigate natural things that you can do to support, you know, the health of your dental, of your mouth, your teeth. There's lots of things out there. So instead of going into all of that detail right now, but you know, what you can do is, completely embrace, you know what, thank you for the challenge, so to speak. Okay. The infection's telling me that my body was out of balance somewhere. Something was out of balance and you're asking for that healing of the energy of that. The left side is your feminine side, which I found interesting. You know, as soon as you said it was on the left side, didn't you say it was on the left side, the crown?
Yes, that's lower.
Yeah. And you know, feminine energy, you know, yours seems to take a pounding. Your teeth energetically, by the way, are about how you hear a thought and then you have to chew on it to absorb how you might feel about it. Think about the metaphor in that. Did you hear what I'm saying? I have to go quickly here.
Yeah,
But we have to go to break.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, how are you chewing on things that you feel about in life? You know, are you having a hard time chewing on them and absorbing them to digest them? It's the beginning of digestion. How are you digesting life? That's the energy behind everything. So the infection is bringing that to your intention. It's going to be healed very quickly, and you're going to be fine, Deborah. You're going to be fine. You're just looking to embrace positively what the information can help you do better. And on that note, I have to go quickly. We're at break already. My goodness. Thank you so much for calling in, Deborah. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show, and we will be right back.
Royster Show with your host, Dr. Jen, is now on the Dream Vision 7 radio network every Thursday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern. Join Dr. Jen on a spiritual journey inward where hope and love bring healing to life's greatest challenges. Enjoy metaphysical topics, intuitive angel reads, guided healing meditations, and inspirational interviews on this beautifully guided show.
Are you ready to feel empowered and trust your own intuition? Now you can learn how with intuitive counselor and spiritual teacher, Dr. Jen Royster. Intuition, the Eighth Chakra Connection, is a four-week online workshop that's highly recommended for those ready to take their intuition to the next level. This intensive workshop will explore the access point to spirit, known as the seat of the soul. Learn how to connect with your higher self and the angelic realm. Explore the Akashic Records or a past life. Learn at your own pace with access to your workshop at any time. Sign up now for Intuition, the Eighth Chakra Connection at jenroyster.com. JenRoyster.com.
Are you overwhelmed by other people's energy? Do you constantly suffer with emotional drain, exhaustion, or physical illness? You may be highly sensitive to energy and not aware of your powerful connection to spirit. Dr. Jen Royster is an intuitive spiritual counselor and energy healer that works with the angelic realm and has helped thousands of empathic souls successfully release negative energies, reclaim their personal power, and thrive. Life is to be enjoyed, not just endured. Book your private phone session today at jenroyster.com.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. Our topic today is spring cleaning your energy field. And thank you, Deborah, for calling in, our first caller. She had a great question. And just to wrap that up quickly, infections in our body. And you know, I was really impressed that she was listening to that the dentist had found the infection, but also that she was like, okay, I want to think positively. The way to think positively when anything is identified in the physical body is to go, okay, this is a challenge. What do I need to learn from it? Immediately when you take that intention, you are already working to clear and heal your energy field, because our soul, that's what it wants. Your soul wants you to ascend in your frequency. And so, you know, kudos to Deborah, the first caller, because she's looking at, okay, I want to think positively. And so we went into the dynamics of why would something pop up on that area of your body to begin with? And that's usually the energetic analysis that we use in metaphysics or in energy healing. Like, why is this popping up in my knee? Why is this happening in my joints? Why was that happening in her mouth with her dental work? There's indications for that. So, you know, the mouth and the dental, I mean, that's how we chew and digest life, and that's what I had told her. So moving on, say there's inflammations. I mean, we have the arthritis out there that's so big in the world today, and, you know, they're identifying a lot of things like arthritis and diabetes as not necessarily something that we have to have. I know there's people out there that suffer tremendously with that, and I'm not discounting that. But is there something we can do to help ourselves as well while we are tending to what we have going on? Absolutely there is. And there's always something. I see people that overcome obstacles like I've never seen. I mean, a paraplegic is going to do it anyway. If they can do something like that, that inspires me that I can do something about my little things that are a challenge. Now, frequency. I want to talk about frequency for a moment, because that's a big one right now. We have so much technology and electronics out there. I know I'm using it right now to bring you this show. I use it a lot, you know, for the things that I'm doing out there to help people with my workshops or my website or the social media, you know, everything that we're doing, the radio right now, all of it. However, there's frequencies around the electronics as well. Now, some people are very sensitive to that, and they can feel that. When I was a young child, I could always hear that. And that's pretty common. That's not a very unusual thing. But I was always hearing them. I would hear different things that would happen. And I still do. But I know myself personally, if I don't have a break from being around electronics all the time, my body starts to be affected by that. I feel that. My body is letting me know your energy field is being affected by these frequencies that are around these items. They're not the bad guys. It's all about us balancing and having a balanced life, period. So I love the crystals. I use crystals all the time. I have them between me and technology all the time. They're always with me with the computers and things like that, but also for myself as well. And that's one thing I use. I will go outside. You know, going outside and being in nature will clear a lot of the energy debris away in a huge way. It will, I mean, you know how that feels on the first warm day where you can go outside and it's just amazing? That's what I'm talking about. Because you've been cooped up inside, you know, it kind of piles on. It's like being in a locked box, and this energy keeps getting concentrated on you. People wonder why they're feeling so off or down in, you know, in the winter months. Energy can play a role in that. There's different things you can do during the winter months to lift your frequency when you're feeling that heaviness of the winter time, if you get the winter blues, so to speak. The diet is huge. You should really watch that. If you find that addictions start kicking up, let's address that. Let's let's look at it. There is a lot of things with the, you know, things that can happen while we're all stuck inside. And that energy right there, that's what I meant about this show about spring cleaning. Because if you've been inside all these months and, you know, you haven't been able to get out much because the weather was extreme. I mean, we had it here too. And, boy, I'm feeling for my northern neighbors because we just have a little bit of it and I'm ready to climb the walls already. I'm very much an outdoor person. That's the way that takes care of it for me the quickest. Being around the ocean. If you don't have the ocean, put it in your bathtub with salts. I mean, you can do this. There's always a way to find a workaround in your situation or experience. They have found so many benefits from just the water and the salt combined, which is natural elements of Earth that just pull that energy right out of you and give you a lift. What's interesting is if you've been under a very toxic experience for a while, you may feel very tired after you do that because your body hasn't been able to rest. It hasn't felt like it could. It was probably in a fight or flight for a while. So once it has all that energy removed, it just wants to sleep. You may find that you feel like that. Get some sleep. You know, there's nothing like a good night's sleep. If you find that you're not sleeping, energies can happen that really shift the dynamic of what's going on. And your body is this antenna that's absorbing all this energy coming in from all outside of you. And then it's responding. It's responding to the environment, and that's what you're experiencing. So the way we handle that energy that we're feeling or experiencing is very empowering, and we can shift it if we don't like what is happening there. Most people, they'll say they want, you know, to feel more balanced. They'll say they want to lighten up. They want to, you know, get away from negative things. But are they applying? And I say it that way in general because I hear a lot of people say they want to feel better, but what are they doing proactively for it? Because, you know, you can talk about it, you can read about it, but when you become proactive in it, now you're a game changer in your life. Now you're making something happen. Now life starts to respond much faster than just thinking, oh, I wish or I want. Thoughts are incredibly important. They're the building blocks for manifesting something. But when we start to take an action on the intention of our thoughts, now we're shifting the game to what we want. Now we're improving our experience. Challenges are going to happen. I mean, they're there to help us learn and grow. They're part of life. We're not going to pretend that they go away forever and you never experience anything. That's not realistic. But how we allow it to affect us is very much within our own power. And there's people that are a lot more sensitive to things than other people. Here's another interesting point on that. There's things that I'm very sensitive to that, you know, my family is not. And then there's other things that really bother my family members or my husband. And then you know, they don't affect me at all. So you may find that we're unique. There's different things that affect us in different ways. And when after the break, we're about to take a break here in a moment, but when we come back, I want to talk about that a little bit because the different types of things that affect us that don't affect somebody else and vice versa, that can play an interesting role and be attached to karmic patterns or things that came from past lives, things that we experienced that they did not. You see that, you know, like why is this an animal will do that. If an animal came from something that wasn't very positive, they may react very sensitively every time you pick up the broom and sweep, you know, that maybe they were abused with it or something. Things like that are in the energy field. They're recorded in our history. But the karmic patterns that are there, they don't have to keep bringing hardship or difficult times for you. Trauma is a big deal. It's a big one out there that people are dealing with. But what I'm proposing is an energetic look at it to help you feel empowered to do something with it, because it doesn't have to. It doesn't have to take over. Meditation is huge for that. I mean, they're starting to use that more and more. Scientists are using that, and it's really becoming a powerful tool they're using with PTSD. I love to see that. Meditation in schools. I mean, that's a positive, guys. There's lots of things we're getting upset about out there, but let's look at some positives out there, because that's how we create more positives, giving that the attention it deserves. Think about that, and when we come back, we're going to keep powering on with how we can spring clean our energy field. I'm Dr. Jen, and you're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back after the break.
Royster Show with your host, Dr. Jen, is now on the Dream Vision 7 radio network every Thursday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern. Join Dr. Jen on a spiritual journey inward, where hope and love bring healing to life's greatest challenges. Enjoy metaphysical topics, intuitive angel reads, guided healing meditations, and inspirational interviews on this beautifully guided show.
Are you ready to feel empowered and trust your own intuition? Now you can learn how with intuitive counselor and spiritual teacher, Dr. Jen Royster. Intuition, the Eighth Chakra Connection, is a four-week online workshop that's highly recommended for those ready to take their intuition to the next level. This intensive workshop will explore the access point to spirit, known as the seat of the soul. Learn how to connect with your higher self and the angelic realm. Explore the Akashic Records or a past life. Learn at your own pace with access to your workshop at any time. Sign up now for Intuition, the Eighth Chakra Connection at jenroyster.com. JenRoyster.com.
Are you overwhelmed by other people's energy? Do you constantly suffer with emotional drain, exhaustion, or physical illness? You may be highly sensitive to energy and not aware of your powerful connection to spirit. Dr. Jen Royster is an intuitive spiritual counselor and energy healer that works with the angelic realm and has helped thousands of empathic souls successfully release negative energies, reclaim their personal power, and thrive. Life is to be enjoyed, not just endured. Book your private phone session today at jenroyster.com.
Hello, hello. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. And we're discussing spring cleaning our energy field. We're getting close to the approach of spring, and I really wanted to go over this topic. It's a topic that comes up a lot. A lot of people are still finding that they had no idea they had all that going on or that they were absorbing it. When you're in an environment that, you know, you're enduring, let me put it that way, what I want to help you do is learn ways to clear the energy. You're still going to be around things that want to cause disharmony, but you can choose to not take it on. And instead of enduring life, you're enjoying life. Very, very much do I want to help people learn how to do that. You may be in a job where you feel a lot of imbalance, or it's affecting you in the stress. You may be, a lot of people feel that, or they feel like they're in a relationship like that. I want to ask you a question to think about and meditate on and ask yourself, in that particular situation, whatever the part of life it is, are you believing what they think of you? Are you believing it? Because that's your energy within your own field. And your body, your emotions, they may be kicking up and screaming because they want you to fight this and say no. I went through that before where I was in a job that just wasn't suited for me and was doing a job. I did a good job. I can always find a way to apply myself in a situation, but that doesn't mean I love it or I'm happy. And this was a while back, years ago, and, you know, it really started to affect me, and my entire body started to let me know that. Anxiety and stress will, you know, conjure up all kinds of stuff. You'll find, you know, anxiety attacks. You will find out you're putting weight on. You'll find that you're getting sick more often, or you're having a lot of respiratory, emotional, heavy energies that are trapped. You feel like you have no way out. That kind of thing can make you feel that way. What I'm saying is energetic clearing can help with that a lot. Now, things that you may have medically going on, I'm not talking about replacing any of that. Please understand that. I'm talking about supporting you, your energy, your spirit, your thoughts, your intentions, your perspective on life. I'm talking about helping you that way. I love talking about the breath because your breath is a natural way that you can immediately grab a hold of something that's causing you anxiety. You may be out in a situation where you don't have anything you can take. You know, you don't have your whatever you have for that, your prescription, or, you know, it's not convenient. Oh, I'm having an anxiety attack, so I need to go, you know, sit and meditate. You may be in a situation where you got to grab a hold of this quickly, and this causes a lot of stress to our energy field. Focus on your breath. Just feel, literally feel the breath, the movement of the air going in and out of your body. Literally just go there. Within a minute or two, you will find that you're starting to calm down. Another thing you can do in a situation like that is make sure you're feeling the bottom of your feet right on the ground, inside your shoe, stomping down, because it brings you back to the present. Because where, if you're present, you are now in a powerful position to do something about it. These are things that don't cost you anything, and they're right with you. And I highly recommend learning how to utilize that in any kind of situation. If you feel anger coming on, you can do the same thing. So you're responding versus reacting. All of these types of things can affect our energy field. If you find that you're highly sensitive in negative environments, or, you know, people that are negative, or you have that around you, maybe you have to work with somebody or family member, you know, sometimes we're in situations where we can't just not be around them. They're our family or something like that, or you work in that environment. you can still do a lot. You can still shield up. You can still protect your own energy field, and you can also protect that it doesn't affect your happiness. It takes a little practice. I won't deny that. It does. It takes practice, and sometimes you may feel worn out. Whenever you can take a break, I highly recommend it. Whenever you can remove yourself from a toxic energy that's affecting you, that is first and foremost limiting your exposure to it. You may find that television shows or radio shows or certain types of music or certain kinds of games might affect you more than somebody else. It may be fine. They may do fine watching movies like that, but then you find that it just tears you up and you can't sleep at night. Why put yourself through that? Why put yourself through that? Why not just say, you know, I'm really not wanting to watch that? You feel like you're going to cause a big uproar in a group or they're going to get on you, then you want to shield up. Honestly, taking your power back is making choices for yourself, not somebody else making all those choices for you. The energy of March can help you find some confidence in that and start to work yourself into a place where you're making some choices that are better for you. I've seen a lot of people that are really scared to do that because they're afraid they're going to lose the relationship they're in or it's going to affect it. If it's that much of a disrespect, is it really worth it? You know, is it really, do you really want it? On the other hand, a lot of times you're with people that love you very much, but if they don't know who you really are and you hide that, how would they know that's what you truly want? In a lot of situations, they may respect that just fine, and they're relieved that you're being honest about who you are. I can't say this is going to be a perfect solution for everybody in every situation. I'm saying evaluate it and look at the different things you can do with your particular experience. Look at what you want to shift out and clear out in your life. Is it emotional? First of all, find out which body it's affecting, because we have physical body, emotional body, spiritual body. You know, is your soul yanking at you to go in a different direction? And you're like, they're all going to think I'm crazy. What am I doing? Is your soul pulling you to do something different? Is it pulling you to create something new? Why are you so afraid to do it? That is coming from the soul. That would be a little bit of a powwow with your higher self to find out, okay, why do I feel this magnetic pull to go do something completely different? Why not? Why not do something completely different? What's causing all the fear? Is it fear of, you know, you're going to lose a bunch of things? Or maybe it's finances. Some people are afraid of that. There's always a way that you can move toward this new direction slowly, you know, like overlapping, doing a little bit versus like just going, okay, I quit and I'm going to go do this tomorrow and go, why didn't it work out? That's not using your logic, right? That's just not. And that right there, it's not like it's just going to land in your lap. Universe wants to bring so much to you, but you do have to be proactive. Why do we have to be proactive? Because we have free will. It's not going to force it on you. It's not going to just tell you, this is what you do, and then keep moving. That's what we're trying to free ourselves from. When we believe in ourselves, now we're believing and trusting in our higher self, which does know what's best for us, which does know what your true passions and what would really bring your happiness to you. And clearing your energy field of the toxic debris can help you see clearly. Energy healing does wonders for that. You know, going, you know, and getting some of the natural holistic treatments can, and just feeling like you're nurturing yourself. And there's lots of different ones out there. So whatever one feels comfortable for you, that's incredible. You can do detoxes on your physical body as well. I find that when you work with two or three at once, you know, immediately you can feel better. Immediately. if you just sat for 5 minutes and, you know, be like a child for 5 minutes, be in joy about absolutely nothing, nothing pressing on you, you will find that it lifts you enough to give you enough energy to find another way to approach something or work in a new direction. This is a big deal for a lot of people right now. They're just feeling worn out from everything. And I want you to feel empowered. I want you to feel energized and encouraged that you may not have a clue what you're doing next, but be excited about the adventure. Don't be afraid of trying something new because you don't know everything yet. Go get muddy. Go get your feet wet in it. Go have fun. Have fun. Now, that's a simple one, right? Have some fun in your life. You know, you can do that without being arrested and going crazy. I mean, you can have fun and be positive in life. We're going to take a short break. I want you to think about what I'm saying. Put a smile on your face. Start writing down what would help you improve and clear your energy field out so you can see the direction you want to take your life. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back after the break.
Royster Show with your host, Dr. Jen, is now on the Dream Vision 7 radio network every Thursday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern. Join Dr. Jen on a spiritual journey inward where hope and love bring healing to life's greatest challenges. Enjoy metaphysical topics, intuitive angel reads, guided healing meditations, and inspirational interviews on this beautifully guided show.
Are you ready to feel empowered and trust your own intuition? Now you can learn how with intuitive counselor and spiritual teacher, Dr. Jen Royster. Intuition, the Eighth Chakra Connection, is a four-week online workshop that's highly recommended for those ready to take their intuition to the next level. This intensive workshop will explore the access point to spirit, known as the seat of the soul. Learn how to connect with your higher self and the angelic realm. Explore the Akashic Records or a past life. Learn at your own pace with access to your workshop at any time. Sign up now for Intuition, the Eighth Chakra Connection at jenroyster.com. JenRoyster.com.
Are you overwhelmed by other people's energy? Do you constantly suffer with emotional drain, exhaustion, or physical illness? You may be highly sensitive to energy and not aware of your powerful connection to spirit. Dr. Jen Royster is an intuitive spiritual counselor and energy healer that works with the angelic realm and has helped thousands of empathic souls successfully release negative energies, reclaim their personal power, and thrive. Life is to be enjoyed, not just endured. Book your private phone session today at jenroyster.com.
We are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show, and our topic today has been spring cleaning our energy field. There's so many things that I'm cramming into this show, and we're going through a lot of topics quickly because I want to just introduce you to a perspective and a thought that, wait a minute, I could shift this, and that might really help you. Look around your environment. Is it getting cluttery? Because your environment is going to represent your energy field, actually. What is the condition of your car? Is it need cleaning out? Is it a mess? Do you need to take the trash out? You know, what about inside your home? Now, I bring that up because if it needs decluttering, I would say start there. And if it's a big task, don't let that overwhelm you. Start with one section at a time. And know that once you do maybe a closet or just the car or the trunk of the car, wow, that felt good to clean that up. And don't keep everything. Don't keep something you're not using anymore. And don't keep things that are causing you to feel sad when you're holding it or looking at it. Now, a lot of highly sensitive people really react to things like that. It might be time to just, you know, clear out all that old stuff if it's causing that for you. When we clear up the clutter in our physical environment, it works in reverse to our energy field as well. You'll start to feel better. You'll slowly feel the energy coming back. If you have not been doing any type of exercise and you really feel bad about yourself because you want to, but you just can't get started, start with a walk. Start with a walk. Start with parking further away in a parking lot when you go shopping and walk more. You know, use the steps or the staircase more than an elevator. You know, do things. There's different options out there. What will work for you and what won't? Is it a lot of mental, emotional clutter? Start journaling. Start using something like an art form or music. Music is a big one if you're very sensitive and the energy seems to be in the emotions. Shift the style or genre of music for a bit, something that lightens you up, that lets you play. I do that with music all the time because my energy field is really sensitive to a lot of things. So being an artist, music really works for me anyway, and I love different styles of music. But there's certain things I have to switch up if, for example, when I'm painting at the easel or doing an intuitive reading where I'm painting that on the easel because I do the intuitive paintings, I cannot have anything that has words to it. It's got to be instrumental only. And it's interesting. It has to have just the instruments. If I'm house cleaning, I kick it up a notch and I listen to my classic rock. I love it. I love classic rock. Yeah, I do. People go, you're kidding. Yes, I'm a person that enjoys a lot of facets of life. That gets me going. I get my house clean faster, you know, or we're working out in the yard. And, you know, I'll do things that really get me into that vibe. However, if I need to calm down, if there's some things that I need to relax and I need to settle down, I go to a much calmer meditative style of music. I will switch it up like that all the time. Music will really work with the frequency of your energy field quite quickly, and it's very easy to do. You just switch the channel, you know, switch the genre that you're listening to. It can help a lot. Try another one is to ignite learning something new. Don't be afraid to learn something new. If you really want to shift your life up and really wake it up, wake up the energy and really feel alive again, embrace something new. Learn something new. Dive in to something you have no idea what you're doing, but you've always wanted to learn how. Why not? If you want to learn how to play a musical instrument, go take some lessons or look online. There's so many ways you can do that. What if there's something in your spirituality you've always wanted to understand better? Then go take a workshop. Go to a class. you know, reading a book, like learning something new. We have plenty of opportunity here to clear, move the clutter, the stagnant energy is what I call it, that you feel stuck and it's just getting drony and it's not exciting anymore. That's a stagnant energy. Energy is designed to move forward, always forging new ground, finding new ways to resolve a conflict or finding a way around the obstacle for, you know, the adventure. I mean, it's just the way energy works. When it feels like it's not moving, that can cause us to feel hopeless and just stuck. You don't have to. You may have to just change gears completely, change topics, change, you know, a complete direction and just try something. You can do that in baby steps. You can do one small thing at a time, start to try it. And you know what? Don't be afraid to try several things to find the one that works best for you. I mean, I just said some things that work great for me. That doesn't mean that's the rule. That may be that you find that working in a garden works a lot better for you, or writing works better for you, or, you know, there might be something completely different that you like so much better. So I'm saying explore and try things. You might try 10 different ways and find that one or two work best. That doesn't mean everything else is wrong. It just wasn't the best one for you. So have an open mind and explore ways that you can lift your energy field. Lift your emotions to feel more positive and enthusiastic, and those are ways to do that. Clean up the diet. If you know you've got a bad habit and you're not cleaning that up, start off small. Maybe reduce the portion or something. Try something. Try something. It might be incorporating something new. Going through a detoxification process can be a combination of working with your physical body detox. It could work with starting to move and exercise, because that will detox. Starting to think more positively will detox the thoughts in the mind and the energy of your thoughts with your intentions. And starting to use affirmations can really detox negative thinking. Think of it that way. And then emotions. You're embracing and looking for what can I find positive out of this challenge. That's the quickest way to start switching up how a challenge affects your life. I could go on and on and on about this because there's just so many different ways you can do this. But what I want to say to you is find a way to lift it and do something good for yourself, because you're worth it. Please come over to the website, jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com. You can check it out, see what we have with the newsletter that goes out weekly, sign up. There's a free gift, and that is on energy balancing, the free gift. The workshop is in full swing, and we are having some great responses to the workshop. If you would like to join in or go check out the workshop, the information's right there at my website. The Intuition 8th Chakra Workshop. It's the Intuition, the 8th Chakra Connection Workshop. I want to say thank you so much for listening to the show. I wish everyone great energy, prosperity, and happiness in all that you do. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern for a spiritual journey inward, where hope and love bring healing to life's greatest challenges. Learn more about Dr. Jen and pick up your free meditation gifts at jenroyster.com.